971theticket.com. I'm Evan Jenkins, and I am joined by Jerry Miller of Tailgate Fan Fame. Jerry, how are you today?
What's going on, Mr. Jenkins?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Actually, there's kind of big news going on in Detroit. They got rid of this guy named Prince Fielder. I don't know if you heard that. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
Overnight?
Yeah. Traded him for Ian Kinsler with the Rangers. So he gone.
Ooh, how do you feel about that as a Tigres fan?
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't really care.
I'm a little jaded after these last couple of years, but anyway.
Are you a true Tigers fan? Are you born and bred a Tigers fan?
Born and bred. I was born in 1983, so a year before they won their last World Series.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have those great memories.
Yeah, all those memories.
Okay, so Jerry, you are coming to Detroit, and you're coming to Detroit to be part of a tailgate involving this pretty good football team here in Detroit, right?
Yeah, dude, the NFC North leading Detroit Lions.
Right, and you've been to Detroit this last summer, huh?
Right, we did the hoedown, dude, and I had a blast.
Now, speaking of the hoedown, and being the tailgate fan guy, and you go to all these great tailgates, the one question I want to know right off the bat is how many girls hit on you?
You know what, dude? That my cube has power.
That's what I'm thinking,
it's like,
right?
It's like that Transformers cube. It's like the all-powerful cube. And they see that cube, and it's like, hey, it's on.
Now, I don't know if you're married. Can you take advantage of those situations or no?
You know what? I'm not married, but I've been dating a beautiful woman named Katie for over a dozen years.
Well, make sure she listens to this so she knows that, you know, you're
exactly.
That good.
She hasn't proposed, so I'm just kind of holding my breath right now.
Yeah, just wait for that,
but,
you know.
But, you know, yeah, that's you know, when we're there to work. I mean, we're having a blast, we're hanging out with the fans, and we're doing our thing, but, you know, we got 3 or 4 hours to experience the entire Lion tailgate, dude, and I hear it's going to be sweaty, like crazy town, like ticket checks,
mm-hmm.
You know. I don't know what that is, but I can't wait to figure it out.
Ooh, you don't know what a ticket chick is, huh?
I don't know what a ticket chick is.
Well, they are females that aren't ugly, very attractive. below their neck, they look very good, above their waist as well, and below their waist, above their knees, if you know what I mean.
Package.
Yes, they've got it all, so they're going to be rolling around with you downtown Detroit, and you guys are going to be looking for fun things, right? What's the craziest thing that you've seen doing this in all the different cities that you've been to?
You know what? Two cities come to mind. The craziest thing I've seen was actually in my hometown. I grew up a Bills fan, so, you know, feel your pain over there in Detroit. but, you know, I went to the Hammer lot when we were at the Ralph. And there was a dude cooking on top of his car.
Like on the hood?
On the hood of his car. He had like a little pallet, a pan, and then coals, charcoals in the pan.
Wow.
And then on top of that, he laid like a saw. And he was cooking bacon on the saw.
Did you have
same
some?
Setup. He was cooking burgers on a rake. He was cooking sausages on a shovel. His buddy sitting right next to him was cooking delicious pizza out of a souped-up filing cabinet.
Did you eat it?
Did I eat it? Of course I did, dude.
Did you get sick?
Dude, that pizza? I don't know if and I'm New York, dude. I'm based in New York, dude, so I have pizza here. This pizza was delectable.
I mean, you weren't a little timid to try it?
No, he pulled it out, and I'm like, that's pizza. He was that same guy that made the pizza was making pulled pork out of an oil drum. I don't know if it's an oil drum that he, like, bought fresh at, like, an automotive store, or it's, like, an oil drum that he soaked for a week and then started cooking meat out of. But that was crazy. Also, in Minnesota, Great Lakes rival.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty crazy too, man. They had a thing called the Vikings World Order, and it was basically like a Ren Fair.
Wow.
You showed up, and it was like a D&D Ren Fair thing going on. Everybody had these little patches on their jersey that indicated they were part of this VWO, this Vikings World Order. They were dudes were walking, like 6'8" guys were walking around shirtless with like crazy dungeon master masks and horns, ladies in bustiers, just in this one lot that was just insane. Dudes walking around in full, like, you know, chain link armor. It was crazy. That was a pretty crazy, as far as dress up characters go, man, they went all out, dude. So, but I've heard some wild things about Detroit, man. I heard these ticket chicks there is pretty insane. Some dude was tweeting me this week, and then this other woman who I think is involved with it, like, retweeted it. And there's like a rolling strip club.
That's what I was just about to say. You're talking about costumes. I was going to tell you a place that doesn't have costumes. It's called the Booty Lounge. So it's
the
like a
Booty Lounge.
It was banned for a little while, and they're back, and they're back in full force. So what it is it's literally like one of those party buses, and there's strippers on it. So
damn it.
If I were a guy and I'm watching Tailgate Fan and I wanted to see something good going on in Detroit, that might be a place you want to check out.
That might be a stop.
I mean, there might be a couple pixels, you know, some stuff you have to blur out, but I'm sure, you know, the fine people with CBS can help that out, right?
I'm sure we can work something out.
Okay, so Jerry Miller, the host of Tailgate Fan, he's going to be in downtown Detroit. He's looking for fun stuff. But Jerry, do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, it's The Jerry Miller. I'm at The Jerry Miller. So if you want to tell me what lot you're in, what kind of crazy stuff we're doing, you know, you guys are doing, if it's crazy and it's on, we're going to find you. So definitely at The Jerry Miller, and we're going to seek you out, and we're going to be hanging out with you on Sunday in Detroit.
What time are you starting to get out there and start the party?
Oh, early, man. It's going to be in the teens when we're out there, dude. I'm thinking we'll be in the lot by 8, you know, game's at noon, so we'll be in the lot at 8 and going to town, man. So definitely reach out and let me know, and I'll, of course, try to see if I can't run into you guys, too, while I'm out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I kind of get there a little later. I only live 15 minutes from the stadium, so I stay away from all that mess.
Bed, buddy.
But, but that's awesome. We're excited to have you out here. You know, the Lions are taking on the Buccaneers. Do you have a prediction for the game? You got to at least give us that, right?
Oh, yeah. Lions are going to win by 13. Lions are going to win by 13. I'm going to say it's 34-21. Couple great Lions defensive secondary plays. A little pressure on Glennon. Hasn't seen this kind of pressure yet. And I think it's just a Stafford-CJ hookup day. I mean, I'm thinking two big ones.
Now, are you actually going to go to the game?
Usually we don't go to the game. When I was in Buffalo hometown style, I had about 24 family members come out and another dozen or so friends. So for that one, yeah. So, that one I went to the game because they got tickets and they had their own little tailgate that I stopped by. But, yeah, usually we just, you know, these are rapid turnaround, man. We got to get back to biz, bubba.
Bam, bam, bam. All right.
That being said, you know, I think looking forward to next season, I'm going to try to build in a little action where I can see if I can't slip into a few more of these games, man, because it's such a great experience to get out to these stadiums, to hang out with these fans, seeing what they do. I mean, the pro tailgates is, you know, the college tailgate's amazing in that you're part of that experience, but the pro tailgate is like, you know, these are grown-ass men showing up, taking out their Sunday to do what they do best. You know what I mean? Just hang out, cooking meat, having a good time.
Hey, can't beat it, right? And you might even get to see a couple topless ladies.
And there's a little of that, dude. So Detroit, Rock City, I'm going to be inside you, and it's going to be sweet.
All right. He is at the Jerry Miller on Twitter, and he's the host of Tailgate Fan, and you will be sure to check that out here on 97.1 The Ticket and tailgatefan.com. Next week, I presume it'll be up early, and so make sure you tweet Jerry where you guys are at, what you guys are doing. He'll come check you out. You guys will maybe make the video and do some fun stuff. So, Jerry, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, brother. Great to be with you, dude.
All right, man. Have a great one.